Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's a big world out there, and you're just looking for a pat on the back or head. You run around the city, searching for a place to bark, working your tail off with your nose to the ground, sniffing for a few scraps, hoping someone will throw you a bone. You take each lead, collar after collar, hoping one day to take a bite out of success and become the top dog. Fortunately, you come home each day to open arms, open cans, a drink waiting for you, and a comfortable place in front of the TV set. You know you've got it good, really good, because after all, it's a doggy dog world out there. Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome to It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm your host, Liz Palaika, with my good friends, Petra Burke.
Hello.
And Kate Abbott.
How do?
Today, we're going to talk about kids and dogs. Now, kids and dogs can be a wonderful combination. I think all three of us have good memories of dogs while we were growing up.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I know Butch, my German Shepherd, probably why I still, to this day, love the breed I imprinted on him. I wasn't quite so fond of my mom's toy poodles when I was a teenager, but then they weren't treated like dogs either. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, well, same with my mom and her toy poodle.
We had a lab.
Your mom had a lab? I can't imagine your mom with a lab.
I mean, my first dog as growing up as a kid was a lab.
Wow.
Yeah. And then after that came the
little fuzzy things.
Yeah. But we had a lab.
Wow.
I grew up with.
But anyway, dogs and kids can be a wonderful combination. Lassie and Timmy.
Yeah. That's probably the most popular. Yeah. Everybody wanted a Lassie.
Sure.
No matter what Lassie said, it was always Timmy fell down the well.
But on the other hand, kids and dogs can be a horrible combination. Kids get bitten by dogs. Kids are hurt or sometimes even killed by dogs. Dogs and kids in the household can have a bad relationship. So we've got something that can potentially be absolutely wonderful or something that's absolutely horrible. So in this podcast, the first half, we're going to talk about kids and dogs and safety. How to keep the kids and the dogs safe from each other. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about some fun stuff that kids can do with their dog so that they're not getting into trouble.
Because they can build that relationship.
Right, exactly. Because if we don't give the kids guidance or the dog's guidance, then it could turn into a horrible turmoil. So, first half of the show, we'll talk about kids and dogs and how to keep each other safe. Second half, we'll talk about how to have fun. So, just hold on, take a break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a Doggy Dog World. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We know you're begging for more. So back to It's a Doggy Dog World with your fetching hosts, Liz Palaika, and this week's co-hosts, Kate Abbott and Petra Burke.
Welcome back to It's a Doggy Dog World. I'm your host, Liz. With me today are my friends, Petra and Kate. And in the first half of the show, we're talking about kids and dogs and how to keep them safe with each other and from each other.
Yeah, I'm not known for my joy with kids.
Okay, we'll have to add a caveat here. Petra is the only one of us with a child.
Uh-huh. I only had a litter of one, and obviously quit. Because I don't have that motherly instinct.
I had a stepdaughter, and she was very much a part of our lives, but she didn't live with us full time. So, we're not talking about a group of three natural mothers here.
And I do think kids are awesome. I'm just, I think, very, very intimidated and aware of the responsibility.
Yeah, that's good. I'll go with
kids.
That.
Okay, you like that.
Personally, I think sometimes children are creatures from another planet.
Sure. This is true.
You know, they do grow up to be adults someday, most of the time, some of them.
I was talking with a parent one time about all the warning labels on things.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
The blow dryer, do not use in the bathtub. And I thought, who would ever even think of it? And she's going, yeah, but a kid would.
But would a kid read the label?
Well, there you go. I mean, it just all becomes,
<It's>
this is everything, and it's a great, and I commended her on not wanting to go around putting bubble wrap on all the sharp edges of life.
Now, I admit, with my sister's two boys, when they're toddlers, watching a baby boy learn to walk gives me the heebie-jeebies. And I would want to wrap him in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Because it's an uncontrolled fall. It's forward momentum. And she kept saying, he's fine, Liz. They bounce. And I'm going, yeah!
They do. They bounce. I let Kayla fall. She learned. She learned. Well, otherwise, Shasta was there to help her and hold on.
Yeah.
But, they do.
Well, I'm very comfortable with picking up puppies, and correcting them and teaching them right from wrong. Kids, it's just so scary.
Now, I will admit, I am also one of those aunts who, when the kid goes to stick his finger in the DVD player, I go, leave it.
Yeah.
And my sister says, Liz, he's not a puppy. And I said, it worked, didn't it? Yeah. And when he sucked his finger back to his body, I told him, good boy.
Right.
And it worked.
It works. So Caitlin was raised.
Yeah. So just that little about how we feel about kids. Really, I do like good kids. I'll put that little comment there.
We do want, let's say this, we do want the kids to live and grow up. And
yes,
we want the kids to live and grow up and love dogs as much as we do. Therefore, this podcast.
And I do have the kind of brain that, flashes newspaper headlines, small, beautiful young girl's face ripped off by a family dog is a headline that I saw last week when I was doing a private training with a family that adopted a new dog. And watching the children pummel the dog, throw themselves on top of the dog, play jump over the dog while it was sleeping. And, I just keep seeing these headlines of disaster.
And you didn't
disaster.
Put a leash and collar on the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, we can't say that, can
no,
we?
No. But I did ask that they sit down while I talked with their parents about what was wrong about all of this.
Right.
And set up some boundaries with parents so that those headlines would go away from my head.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about safety. How can we keep dogs and kids safe?
Well, one of the first things is to remember that even the best of dogs can bite.
Definitely.
Startled, if they're in pain. Say a child falls on the dog with a knee or, an elbow, and And
or just
startles.
If the dog's asleep.
Yeah.
How about the fingers and the eyes and the nose and the pulling the ears and the therapy dog that on a visit to a special education classroom had the finger up the backside.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really, really exceptional dog that tolerated that. But she went,
yeah,
and got her owner's attention that way. But 99% of the other dogs would have turned around and said, snap.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, you know, don't do that.
Riker probably would have been fine. Archer probably would have turned around and gave the kid kisses. Bashir would not have tolerated that at all.
Right.
That would have been rude, undignified, and cross all boundaries.
And deserving of a correction.
Yes.
And for most dogs, a correction involves first a warning growl, and depending upon the infraction and how quick they move off, then a snap.
Yes.
Or a bite.
Yep.
And our skin is a lot more tender, and especially with children.
Yeah.
Their faces are right there.
Their faces are right at dog's height level.
So one of the basic things with dogs and kids is don't leave them together unattended.
Period. Ever. Ever.
Period.
And don't trust that the baby's in a crib or a playpen or an X-pen or the dog's behind a baby gate. Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think about what you guys are talking about. I didn't. I was a trainer before I was a mom, and even then, when Kayla was somewhere, the room was closed. There's no dogs in there. If I was somewhere that I couldn't have full attention between the dogs and Kayla, there was the baby gate where the dog respected and wouldn't jump over. So when I could not say I could supervise 100%, there was something there as a divider.
Right.
Now, I admit my mom and dad didn't do that. But that was in a different time in a different era, and they were not educated dog owners. And thankfully, Butch was an awesome dog. But my mom tells stories about having me in the stroller or the carriage and leaving me across the street in the park with Butch with me, not even on leash, just with me, while she went across the street to the grocery store. But that was another time, another era.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, won't, will not do those things today.
Far too dangerous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in many, many respects. Mm-hmm. So, but we learn from what we've done in the past. So how else can we keep dogs and kids safe?
So, and when then teaching the kids that when they are around the dogs, proper ways to behave.
Which are?
I love this acronym called Dog Safe. And so each letter of Dog Safe stands for something. The D stands for don't tease.
Okay.
That just happens, you know.
Sure.
Kids want to mess with things.
And kids' dads. And the biggest thing they do to tease is they bark at the dogs. Why? I don't understand this to this day. It's the kids and the dads or the men.
I can be walking the dogs and a guy goes by in a SUV or a pickup truck and invariably he barks at the dogs.
We hear him go by here at our training yard and there's always some young guys barking as they drive by.
Women never bark when they go by. Okay, guys who are listening,
why
do you do that?
Bark.
Drop us an email.
Don't understand that.
I used to know an entire family. They could not see an animal. If they saw cows, the entire family went moo. You know, if they saw chickens, they all went cluck. I never did understand. They never could explain it to me either.
So
why
bizarre.
Do you guys feel the need to do this?
So weird.
Because you certainly don't sound like the animal, and you're not getting a response from the animal because the animal's going stupid, people.
I think it was way too much time with see and tell games when they were spin the little arrow. Anyway.
Okay, so what is O?
D is for don't tease. O is for only pet with permission.
Ah, very good.
And that's an excellent one.
Yep.
G is give space.
Ah, love it.
And that's another article that I absolutely love about hugging dogs. This was Sarah Wilson and Brian Kilcommons. It was an article in the Parade magazine, 2004. But miscommunication between humans and dogs. So hugging a dog, putting your arm around their shoulders and hugging them, is not a natural friendly overture from
Look at
one
Bashir.
Dog to another.
Mm-hmm. Bashir, my 5-year-old dog, is wonderful boy. He's got excellent, stable temperament. He hates having people grab his head.
Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
he's never snapped, but he'll duck his head away. He's not hand shy. He's never been hit, but he doesn't like his head grabbed. Now, he's a very dignified boy. He's towards the top of the ladder in our household, and he just doesn't like it.
Yeah. Well, and then they compare it in their article that hugging a dog around the neck and around the shoulders is like putting a headlock from one person to another. Now, you know, you might get away with that with a really good buddy that you have a good relationship with.
Yeah, right.
With
I'm going to go up to Patron and put her head in the headlock. Yeah. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, I said you might get away with
First
it.
First of all, I'd need a ladder to reach her. Yeah, well. And
but, I mean, both Patron and I are guilty of hugging our dogs.
Oh, yeah. So, sure. We do it all the time. But it's something we've taught them.
We've taught them
it's going to be safe to enjoy it. And we do. We scratch them. All my dogs love it. My dogs will come and ask for it. But again, we've taught them.
I don't hug mine, but I just snuggle with them. Mm-hmm. They come up and, well, Archer throws himself on my lap.
Yeah.
Riker and Bashir both snuggle on the sofa with me. Or Bashir's favorite, actually, is he would just love to lay at my feet and put his paws or his head on my feet. Mm-hmm. He just loves that. Mm-hmm. And at night, of course, he's next to the bed. So he's close, but he's not necessarily climbing on top of me.
So, just like people, every dog has their own body space that they need.
Right.
So give them that space.
Sure.
And until you are really sure that you're friends with the dog, when the dog is friends with you, give them that space.
Okay, so what's the rest of dog safe?
So then safe, the S is slow down.
Okay.
You know, approaching a dog too
fast
with a lot of fast movement.
Well, oh my God, cute dog, and they run.
Yep.
A is for always get help. That's for kids not to approach a dog on their own.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Have an adult. I think A should be for adult as well.
Sure.
Adult and get help. F is fingers together. And I think just helping keep the fingers together helps keep the hands calmer.
Sure.
Too. So that's all part of it. And then E, what we started with, even good dogs can bite.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, parents, grab a pen real quick. Here we go. Dog safe. D, don't tease. O, only pet with permission. G, give space. S, slow down. A, adult, always get help. F, fingers together. And E, even good dogs can bite. I think that's an excellent lesson. Not just for parents, but perhaps for teachers of kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth grades. That's an excellent lesson.
I do think that a number of kids get in trouble with dogs because they don't have complete control over their body movements yet. And so they're jerky
and
they're
voices.
Fast and they're high. So I do like to teach kids. The AKC recommends teaching kids to be a tree.
That's what I learned years ago.
I've had a couple of problems trying to teach kids that. I think, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I had one kid who turned into a weeping willow moving in the breeze.
In the breeze.
Yeah, was still moving too freely. So
I guess I was a dead tree trunk.
So I've switched to telling kids to be a statue.
Okay.
And then telling the parents or the other adults around or the older siblings to practice this before they need it. So make it into a game and have the kids play the old game of statue where they're running around and you say statue or freeze, whatever, and the kid has to
Simon
stop
says freeze.
Freeze. Mm-hmm. Right there. And that seems to make more sense to the kids that at least that I've worked with to be a statue. As I was trying the AKCs, you've never seen a dog bite a tree, right? Because they stand still. And he's like, no, but they get peed on. And I haven't had the same reaction to statues anyway. So,
As long as the kid understands what a statue is.
Right, right. But
freeze works.
Freeze.
Yeah.
Freeze.
Yeah.
And then make it into a game with the kids where they run around, you say freeze, and you have some way to unfreeze them. And so that if you're out on a walk with your kids and you see some dogs that you do not like the looks of or don't know, you can say freeze to your kid and they knows what to do.
Sure.
Right. Keep them safe right away.
Sure.
Or if they're running around the house crazy and you see your own dog start getting upset about it, you can tell your kid to freeze, play statue.
And then put the dog in a safe place.
Yeah.
Leave him alone. Okay.
And then if it's dog bite, like Liz and I, we've taught in the schools, is drop down, tuck your head.
Make your head safe. make your hand safe. So either roll into a ball with your arms up over your ears or roll on your stomach.
And freeze.
And put your arms around your head and freeze.
Yep. Don't make a noise.
Even if the dog bites you, freeze. Because you definitely don't want to run. And that's probably hard for the kids.
And back to respecting a dog's space. If they're sleeping,
leave them alone.
Leave them alone. I mean, I tell kids, aren't you cranky if somebody comes in and wakes you up? If your sister squirts you with a squirt toy or throws a pillow at you when you're sleeping, you come up cranky.
Sure.
Don't do the same thing to a dog.
Right.
If they've got a toy or if they're eating. And again, I try to help the kid put themselves in the dog's position. If you're eating and I come along and start grabbing food off of your plate, you're going to get mad at me.
Yep.
Leave a dog alone. He doesn't know whether you're coming to take his food away or not. Leave him alone while he's
eating. And then if they're in a crate, leave him alone.
That is their safe spot.
Don't be sticking fingers through the grill or the sides or kicking it or...
playing drums on it.
Or staring at the dog through the grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, staring at
eye contact.
Approaching a dog head on. That's another one. But there was I think it's in this month or last month's Reader Digest about a stand-up comedian who does a mom shtick thing. And she was going down the list of mom-isms. And one of them, she was saying, is... look at me when I'm talking to you. And we've all heard mom say that.
Sure.
Have you said that to Kayla?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she said she actually was thinking about it. She says, you got to kind of give the kid a little bit of a break. She says she had heard, righteously so, she had heard that if you stare at a dog, it's aggressive. And to have them stare back at you is aggressive. So she says, if you're hollering at your kids and they're looking down, they're just being like a dog. They're like trying not to make you mad.
Right.
And not make eye contact with them.
Sure.
And here we are yelling at them, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Well, and invariably, if my dad said, look at me when I'm talking to you, and I did, then I got in trouble with, wipe that expression off your face.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want? You can't win either way.
All right, well, we need to take a break for our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some things that your kids can do with the dog to help build a better relationship. So hold on, take a listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sit. Stay. It's a Doggy Dog World. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact. Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world. Wow.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the